This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. The U.S. is hard country for old people. In the United States, there's been a retirement crisis in front of our noses for a long time. The country depends on immigrant, often undocumented workers for farm labor, child care, health care, and throughout the service and manufacturing economy. Though they pay taxes and underpin the Social Security system for other elderly, none of them will qualify, but they will get old and sick, just like the rest. California has led the way in providing health care coverage regardless of citizenship status, but not many states have followed yet, even though they benefit from the labor and will share in the crisis. Same for retirement benefits, because any Social Security credits are not coming to them. Where this problem also multiplies exponentially will be when it hits the millions of gig workers who, thanks to our tech billionaire overlords, are still in most states not being counted as employees. So when they age out, we'll have huge gaps in payments. None of this is news, even if it's all about the short-term, cheap, daily exploitation of workers and the long-term disaster. For all the fake hand-wringing about whether Social Security will run out of money in coming decades, it's also clear that these huge 401k plans are absolutely not the answer. A recent report in the Times provided some gut checks, as well as a survey of some recommendations for reform for 401k programs that are worth taking seriously. First, we have to reckon with a fundamental given when it comes to these plans. They mostly benefit higher-income individuals and give them distorted tax benefits. Only about half of Americans are covered by any type of retirement plan, period. This also means that for the half without coverage, Social Security will be all she wrote. The trials of aging wait for everyone, but these plans are not equitable, and it shows in the numbers. The median retirement account holding for workers 55 to 64 years old was $185,000 in 2022, according to the Federal Reserve, and the amount saved by low-income workers have actually fallen in recent years. There are also persistent disparities in savings by race and ethnicity, with black households holding only 14% as much as white households, and Hispanic households just 20% compared with white households. So, what do the experts say should be done about it? It's all across the map, but here goes. Expand 401k coverage. 17 states created auto IRA programs designed to automatically enroll employees lacking a workplace savings plan. Contributions are sent via a paycheck deduction to a state-sponsored plan that manages the investments, but there is no matching employer contribution. Make 401ks more like pensions. Making enrollment automatic is key here. OnePlus, a redesigned savers match, provides for a government matching contribution up to $1,000 annually for lower-income earners. Ensure better investment advice. How advisors are not under ERISA is a scandal, and the notion that most of us have a clue about how to invest a 401k is also the case. Rework the system to make it more equitable. Now we're talking. This is one of my favorites. Treasury estimates they lose about $200 billion in tax revenue from the high rollers using 401k as a benefit now, not later. Expand Social Security with new revenue. Right on. Transfer that $200 billion over for one thing. But politicians need to stop listening to their donors and start looking at their constituents who are getting longer in the tooth and vote like crazy. And put the money where it will help everyone when it's needed. The crisis is here now and will only get worse. I'm unconvinced that 401k plans will ever be the real answer, but a comprehensive Social Security system that tries to protect everyone as they age past the ability to work would be a total winner. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.